Questions 1 through 3 refer to the following conversation.
Are you Mr. Burns? I'm Teresa Watson. I understand you've been waiting here for a while. Sorry about that. I had an unexpected meeting with someone from the sales department.
Hello. It's a pleasure to meet you, Ms. Watson. Today is my first day at the office. Personnel told me you are my supervisor. Where would you like me to start?
Before we figure out your actual tasks, why don't you come into my office and I'll give you an explanation of what we're expecting of you.
Please excuse me for a moment while I go and get my memo pad. I seem to have left it in my briefcase over there.
Number 1. Who probably is the man? Number 2. What does the woman offer to do? Number 3. What will the man most likely do next? Questions 1 and 2 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Ms. Granger. Do you think we could reschedule this morning's planning meeting? I'm waiting for a client, and it looks like she's going to arrive late. I won't be able to join the meeting.
We really need you to attend. We don't have any time this afternoon. How's tomorrow morning?
That'd be fine.
Number 1.Why does the man request that the meeting time be changed? Number 2. When will the planning meeting most likely take place? Questions 3 and 4 refer to the following conversation.
We have a large group of guests arriving at 2 p.m. Will you have finished cleaning all of the rooms on the 5th floor by then?
Gail Rivers didn't come to work today, so we're a bit behind schedule. Can I call some of the other staff to find a replacement?
Number 3. Where are the speakers?Number 4. What does the man ask about? Questions 5 and 6 refer to the following conversation.
A customer is calling about having his laptop repaired for free even after the warranty has expired.
How long has the warranty been expired? If it's less than a month, tell him we'll do the repairs for free.
Unfortunately, it's been a month and 5 days. I guess I should tell the customer he'll have to pay for repairs.
Number 5. What is the customer calling about?Number 6. Why should the customer have to pay?